start to fuss. They build a cow, oh speak to us. God forgives them and moves on. They start to build the Mishkan. They find out what the Shemitah does for and what to do.
This week's Parsha is Truma. And at this point in the story, Moshe is still up on Har Sinai, receiving the rest of the Torah from God like this. And the next two parshiot are very much focused on the process that Bnei Israel is going to be commanded to undertake in order to build the Mishkan, the holy tabernacle, the temporary structure that will be the resting dwelling place for the Shekhinah, the version of God that dwells on earth. And that's why it's called the Mishkan, which is the dwelling place. Now, if you want to hear last year's telling of Parshat Truma, you can find the link in the description below. And that telling is the same telling that I shared at the all-school Parshat HaShavua this past Monday. But there is another part of the story that I did not share that I want to talk about in this year's telling of Parshat Truma. And as I do this, I want to give a shout out to the teen group leaders at Congregation Shari Tefillah in Newton who workshopped this story with me as a part of a teaching that I was doing for them about storytelling of Parshat HaShavua. So many of the stories that I tell in this podcast are coming from a combination of the actual text, some midrashim, my own understanding, my own attempt at storytelling, and I was sharing a lot of those ideas with these teens who work with younger kids to tell them the Parshat HaShavua stories, and I was inspired by some of their ideas, and we agreed that I would be allowed to share those here in the podcast. So if you're listening, teenagers, kol hakavod, thank you for your help. Now, this is a story about Moshe as he is listening to God describing all of the rules about what needs to be collected in order to build the Mishkan. And so God says, you need gold. And Moshe says, gold. Okay, gold we can get from when we were leaving Egypt, okay? And then God says, and you need acacia wood. And Moshe says, acacia wood, okay. That's a longer story, but that is in last year's telling. So, okay, acacia wood, we got it, And then God says, and you need to carve out very sophisticated kruvim, angel-like statues that are going to be facing each other and that are going to be above the Aron, and the Aron also has to be... Wait, hold on a second. Sorry, kruvim, you said? Okay, hold on. Can you just describe exactly the way that you want the kruvim to look? Sorry, God, can you just... Again, one more time. Okay. And then God describes it over and over again, and Moshe's like, oh, wow, that looks really hard. Okay, kruvim. Sure, yeah, I get that. What's next? And God says... and now a menorah. And Moshe says, a menorah. Okay, yes, I know how to light candles on Hanukkah. And God says, well, no, not exactly. And this is going to be the menorah, the candelabra that all Hanukkiyot will be based on. All menorahs are going to be based on. And it's all going to be carved out of one single piece of gold. So you can't mess up. You can't build little pieces and then join them together. It has to be one piece of gold, so you better get it right the first time. And Moshe says, oh, wow, that sounds really hard. But I can do it. I can do it. Okay, you said I should do it, and I can do it. And according to the Midrash, God says to Moshe, Moshe, would it be helpful if I showed you what I have in mind? Like, instead of just describing it verbally and with my words, to actually show you? And Moshe said, yes, that would be so helpful, thank you. And so God creates out of fire a model of what the Mishkan is going to look like and what all of the kalim, all of the vessels are going to look like. And Moshe can actually now see it. And Moshe says, okay, I'm going to do it. But hold on, sorry, can I just see the menorah again? Can I just see the Shulchan again? Sorry, just one more time, the menorah and the Kruvim. And God says, Moshe, are you okay? And Moshe says, yeah, no. I can do anything. I am a leader of the people. You chose me. And I have led B'nai Israel out of Egypt. And I'm up here on the mountain receiving the Torah. I got this. I'm a strong, confident leader. You got it. Keep going, God. I can handle anything. And God says, okay, if you insist, well, you need the Mishkan to be a certain number of cubits. Oh, how long is a cubit? How long are amot? And God says, Moshe, I need to talk to you for a second. Let's put a pause on the taking down of the mitzvot for a second. And God says to Moshe, you don't have to be the one to build the Mishkan. In fact, the entire process is going to take a year, and it's going to require truma. It's going to require donations, gifts, contributions from all of B'nai Israel. And Moshe says, okay, that does make me feel a little bit better, but I'll take the lead on it, of course. I'll make sure that it all happens. And God says, Moshe, there is an incredible artisan, an incredible artist who is amongst the people of B'nai Israel. His name is Bezalel. And he has that name because Bezal means in the image of, and El means God. And he knows exactly what I am looking for when I'm talking about the Mishkan, when I'm talking about the Amot, when I'm talking about the Kruvim, when I'm talking about the Aron, when I'm talking about the Shulchan, when I'm talking about all of it. He is really good. This is kind of his wheelhouse, the thing he's most expert at. And Moshe says, yeah, but what about me? I mean, if I'm not the one building the house of God, then is Bezalel going to be the new leader of B'nai Israel? And God says, Moshe, what? No. Bezalel is going to work alongside you, doing the thing that he's best at. You are an incredible leader. Look, Moshe, you spoke to Pharaoh over and over again. Even though you have a heavy tongue and a heavy mouth and it's hard for you to speak, you still did it with your brother Aaron. You were so brave and also so humble. Moshe, you're a wonderful leader and you're going to be leading the people through the Midbar. But you don't have to be good at everything. Moshe, sometimes being a leader means hiring or empowering the right people to do the right parts of the job that need to be done. So, Moshe, you're going to find Bezalel, and you're going to ask him to take the lead on building the Mishkan and all of the Kalim, and he already knows what to do. He has inside of him the spirit that's required. You'll describe it to him one time based on what I've just told you, and then he'll be able to do it right away. It's going to come easy for him. And Moshe says, so I can still be a good leader, a good person, a model, even if I'm not good at everything? And God says, you can only be a good leader, a good person, and a good role model if you recognize that you're not good at everything. And Moshe says, okay, God, let's do it. Keep giving me the Torah, God. Wait, hold on a second. You know, giving Bezalel a big job sounds really good for him, and I have a big job, but I don't want to forget about my brother Aaron. And God says, your brother Aaron? How could I forget about your brother Aaron? I might have the biggest, most important job for him and his descendants that there is. It's their turn to get a shout out. But their shout out and their story is going to have to wait until next week's podcast, Parsha. Shabbat Shalom, and have a great vacation, everyone. But don't worry, I'll still have a recording for next week's Parsha.